It's 9:08 on Classical Mornings, and with us on the phone right now is Mark Glassman with his film reviews. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Terrific. How about you?
Terrific.
Good.
As well.
Good.
And I'm looking forward to Doors Open. Tomorrow I'm going to actually be on site at Zoomerplex.
Fantastic.
As part of a panel discussion.
Oh, wonderful.
With Professor Peter Kaufman on his new book, Moving Image, A User's Manual. So we'll, if people would like to see me in the flesh, having heard me on the air, then please come.
Great.
And the panel discussion should be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And now on to the films.
Sure. Great.
Having done my little hype. So there are a couple of films today to discuss. One is Jane Austen Wrecked My Life.
Yes.
And the other is Stolen Time, which is a documentary about the lawyer Melissa Miller, who's an advocate for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start off with Jane Austen Wrecked My Life.
Okay.
It's a rom-com, as you would expect, and a very learned one, as you would also expect.
Sure.
With a Jane Austen reference. And I guess, I don't know, Jane, would you agree that a lot of women over the years have been stuck for a long time in their 20s looking for Mr. Darcy and maybe not finding him there?
Maybe so.
It could happen.
Certainly a role model, that's right.
Exactly. So what we have here is a woman played by Camille Rutherford, Agathe Robinson, and she's working with her best friend Felix at Shakespeare and Company, which is the English language, legendary English language bookshop on the Left Bank in Paris. And a quick aside, and I guess I'm talking about myself, which I don't think I do all that often. I actually worked at Shakespeare and Company 50 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
One summer, and it was wonderful, and it was wonderful to see it in this film.
I bet.
You know, basically unchanged. I mean, I have been back a few times since then. It's a wonderful bookshop, and if anybody ever goes to Paris, they should go to Shakespeare and Company. At any rate, Agathe has, of course, read every Jane Austen and is a writer herself, and the perfect job for her, of course, is at Shakespeare and Company while she waits for Mr. Darcy, who may, in fact, of course, turn out to be Felix, the way it always that it often is, where the person who's standing next to you is actually the one that you should be in love with, or it might not be, because she gets sent by Felix, who takes some of her unwritten, unpublished chapters of a book that she's working on and sends it to a Jane Austen society in England that has a writer's residency program. So off she goes to England, having maybe fallen in love with Felix after all these years, and she meets, of course, Oliver, who could turn out to be, maybe he's Mr. Darcy. The way things always are in rom-coms, right? You kind
of
go from zero to two.
Yes.
Can't just be one. A nice rom-com, some eccentricity, as you would expect, around the edges.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I liked most about it is that this film is flawlessly bilingual. Everyone can speak for English and French.
And so that's
kind of a nice thing. It moves back and forth and linguistically quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And you really feel for her. She's the Camille Rutherford. I don't think will ever be a big star, but she's perfectly cast as Agathe, a woman who really is quite lovely and a bit shy, and somebody you can really assume is a writer and a bookseller.
Okay.
And of course, all that romantic for me anyway, and hopefully for a lot of others. I recommend that. It actually was a TIFF, and it's actually playing now at Lightbox. So,
okay, great.
It has that kind of festival feel to it. The other film, Stolen Time, is a powerful documentary by Helene Klodowski, who's been doing these kinds of things, documentaries, human rights documentaries, for 40, 50 years herself. And this is about Melissa Miller, who's a lawyer here in Ontario. And she's an advocate for seniors' rights. And what we see in this film is a really great portrait of somebody who really, although things are not necessarily great for older people, especially if they're in long-term care facilities. One thing that we understand here is the legislation is there, but the enforcement is not necessarily always there. So there is elder abuse. It's a real thing. And it's great that there are people like Melissa Miller out there who are willing to fight the fight.
To
make sure that at least some elders are treated properly.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taking on a class action suit. It's still in the works, where she wants to overturn several of the nursing home corporations that are operating in Ontario and other places in Canada. She feels that they're actually just you know, abusing too many elders and making too much money at it. So that's part of the story. But a lot of the story is just simply accounts of people, families, and what they've had to go through to maintain the rights and dignities of their parents as they're declining. And a really interesting film. I recommend it highly.
Great.
If anybody is dealing with this kind of situation in particular, this is a film to see.
Fantastic.
It's called Stolen Time. It's an NFB. And it's unusual, Gene, in that you can actually just simply get it for free, download it for free at the NFB site. It's video
Wonderful.
On demand, and they will give it to you to see for free.
That's terrific. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you.